It's 6:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado State Capitol was quiet yesterday. The FBI has warned of potential armed gatherings at state capitals around the country ahead of this week's inauguration. But only a few Trump supporters came out in Denver. Larry Woodall said he was disappointed by the violence in Washington.
And I didn't think that it was right. I really didn't. It wasn't right to do what they did.
Many Trump supporters have been warning each other not to protest this week out of fear they'll be targeted for arrest. There are thousands of National Guard members in the nation's capital. One member of the Delaware National Guard missed his citizenship ceremony because of his deployment. Colorado Congressman Ed Perlmutter heard about it.
He's been called up, and that's put his citizenship on hold. And I just felt he was serving. I wanted to see what I could do, and we were successful.
Perlmutter worked with U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services to hold a special citizenship ceremony for Specialist Jun Cho, who took the oath of allegiance Friday. Perlmutter watched the ceremony online. State lawmakers honored Martin Luther King Jr. in the legislature on Friday. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
Democratic Representative Leslie Herod told her colleagues that interracial friendships would not be enough to fulfill King's dream.
We must get uncomfortable. We must release this vanity that we don't see in color and acknowledge that we and society in fact does. I don't want you not to see that I am a black woman because my mother fought for the ability for me to stand here and proudly proclaim it so.
Herod added that members of both parties had stepped forward with the state's new police accountability law last year. The legislature will reconvene next month. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Much of Colorado has a chance for snow today and this evening. This is CPR News.